Good morning, everybody. Say.
Good morning.
As we started 2 weeks ago to say these shurim, this series on Hilchos Kaddish is Lilui Nishmas, my grandfather Yaakov Yosef Ben Tzvi Hirsch, who tonight is going to be a shloshim, and we're going to be basically conclude today with halachas of Kaddish, and specifically the halachas that relate to Kaddish Yosem, to the mourners Kaddish. And some interesting concepts and ideas that maybe are not so known or even known is good to chazer. We're going to start with, in your page, Kaddish Yosem, number one is the Ramon Yeridil. The Ramon Yeridil simulation involves, Simon speaks over there about the Kfura, and then you bury a mace, and then it speaks about doing Kaddish. The Ramon discusses the Kaddish comes after. So the Ramon says the following: V'nimtza b'midrashos, we find in Medrash, lo yimar kaddish alav, to say kaddish on the father. The Medrash brings, he brings a few sources that Rabbi brings in on the spot as well. There's a Medrash that, if I'm mistaken, Rabbi Akiva went and found the person who was in Gehenna, and he says the only way for me to get out of Gehenna is if my son says kaddish. I mean, the kaddish, every kaddish he says, he brings him out. So the big Indian for the say kaddish on the father. So after the parentheses, the Ramon continues. You say Kaddish 12 months after davening. You do maftir. By the way, this is something we're not going to today. But Yosef has to get a maftir every Shabbos. Now, we are knowing because, you know, it'll make a big mess in Aliyahs. But I heard that in some places they're makvit at least again once every few weeks. Because me carried it, I might have to get him after. Well, his pile of Arabs, Moist Shabbos, so it's very important that I'm Maya Moist Shabbos. She was man, she chose him in his shamas legehenna. And then following the Ramos says, okay, Shabbin, his pile of Umikadish Barabim. So when he does Kaddish, poi de oviv imur me gehenna. He redeems his father and his mother from gehenna, even the tzaddikim. Everyone has something. And you need to know, you have to take that as least as insurance. You say Kaddish on the mother, I'll be Shahav Chayadan, even if the father's still alive. My father can say, don't say, because that's on the mother. Kaddish anymore. Etc. Well, let's continue on now.
He said 12 months.
For the 12 months. We'll get to soon, hopefully, if we have time. If you see in the bottom, he says, the gimel achim, the last line in the wide lines here in the Ramah, the ish in ochri, ha gimel achim noitlim gimel kadeshim. You have three brothers, each one says one kaddish. Remember this, because we're going, that's what we're getting into right now. The achim noitlim kaddish echot. And that's what he says. Now, just to conclude here, the Ramah says, emokum la kaddishu, I'm missing the first word, but he says there's no place in kaddish. El al avein bilvar, kaddish you say on the father and mother only. The loy b'shar kreiv. You don't say kaddish in other kreivim. V'im einu b'sakneses over the lovey v'imoy. Oymer say kaddish mishein lo avim be'ad kol mesei yisrael. If this shul does not, there's nobody in within 12 months. So someone else should say the kaddish, and someone who's a yosem, and you have in mind all the mesei yisrael. Yosh b'koyim says the Ramos shenago sheshar kreivim oymer kaddish al kreivim. The minig here, I think more the minig of mekubal here is that you do say kaddish on other kreivim. They don't have children to say. Some places, even there is kids, the other cravings say, you don't say so many kadeshim. You're all based on minog. You have to have a real minog, not just, you know, minog kavu in this city. Okay. So that's what he says to Ramah, you say Kaddish of Avelim, which Avelim? Mainly the sons. Mainly the sons. And there's some you do also other craving. Let's see. Va'avelim oimrim, Kaddish, I feel b'shal z'yom tev. Kaddish, you say every day, Kaddish z'yom tev. Avaloi no gulu spal b'shal z'yom tev. You don't dive in shal z'yom tev. This is the source of the minhag, really. What happens in Rosh Chodesh, what happens in other times. Aval b'shein isru b'dovar, is that a issue? We don't do it. And here comes the word you asked. If you could daven, He should daven. It's better to daven than to say Kaddish. The reason we have a Kaddish alone without davening is for the young people that can't daven, that can't be about filo. If you can't do the whole filo, they're on the end of davening. And that's what he says. And then he concludes what I put it out of here. You don't do it for 12 months, you do it for 11 months. So it was not 12 months. So here the Ramah, basically that, I want to get to the end of the Ramah, is the Ramah says the main thing is to daven in front of the Amud. That's the main thing. Kaddish is someone can't daven. Or he's a kata. So you do Kaddish. But really, the main thing is to daven in front of the Amud. And there's a beginning here to say the davening with the Kaddish. Now, the tefillah is the more chashuv because the tefillah Pashas also includes in the Kaddish. Kaddish is the about tefillah.
We have a case this morning when one of the people finished the 11 months and he said, I finished. I said, yeah, but there's no other chiyuv. You should still daven because it's still in the year.
The daven without things. Just, there's a minogim regarding that. We'll see. I don't know if we'll see it today. But
he wouldn't say Kaddish. He just
daven
to the
Yom. Daven for Yom is not a problem. But if you look over here, number two in the Mishnah Berurah, says, really comes to define it.
He says
the both he should not do only 11 months. He says, what happens if you finish 11 months, not 12 months? So there's some that say that he should, if nobody else gets, there's no, he can daven for the 12 months without Kaddish. Right. So you have a shinui. Even though the Ramon doesn't say that. Ramon says both, you don't say after 11 months. I don't remember now. I didn't bring it for this year, but I saw it brought down. So I have to check.
Yeah, I think most shuls would hold in that Indian that someone who's in the 12th month would daven for the Yom, but just not take
out. I saw it somewhere. I just don't remember where. Sure, right. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud number two. There, so that Ramah is in Yoredeil. Reisha involved in the end of Hilchos Aveilus. The Mishnah Berurah is the Sif Kuvlam and Bes, and the Halacha is at the end of davening. Says you daven alone, then you say Kaddish Yosar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shari Loyim Tzuchi Loyim Akad in number two in here. Shari Loyim Tzuchi Loyim Akadish Achesh Shomer Pesukim. There is anything to do Kaddish after, as we learned the first year. There's seven Kaddishim. One of them is after Pesukim. Uva Aleinu Yishgak Pesukim Tzuchi Kaddish Achav. There's Pesukim and Aleinu say Kaddish. Elo Shenoagu Bekaddishze La Nicho Li Yosav Shemesov Ivi Imoi. We left it for the Yosav who cannot daven. But some can't do it. So you have to have a Kaddish. That's a story mentioned that he takes out of Gehenna and the God of Torah says, Sheesh Le Ben, Arim Kaddish Baruchu. It's a big tale to say it. Terut Al Shoyim Shaina. They left it for the Yosem. So Shmuel already says, what's the Kaddish Yosem? We left it for the Yosem. Why do you leave it for the Yosem? Because how is he going to say Kaddish? If not, he should have someone to participate. Someone's not able to be a Baal Tefillah. How will he do for his father? They left him a Kaddish in the end of davening. And this really opens up, we'll start with a question.
Oh, yeah, it's a big question.
Well, the question is, why do you need to leave him? Just say it together. Just tell them, say together with the Baal Tefillah, like we do, most shuls do today. Comes the end of davening, the Baal Tefillah says Kaddish Yosem, and any other Yosem, he adds him. So what are you saying? The guy doesn't have where to participate, he can participate with the Chaz. You can say, maybe that's what he means, participate. But we saw already in the Ramah quoted a little bit, the idea, what happens if you have three brothers and a stranger, you divide it, what division are you talking about? So the truth is, the Ikar Din we'll find, we'll see, the Poiskim discussed in length the what's called the Din Gdimo in Kaddish, which means it's clearly from the Poiskim, as we'll go and see today, that it, at least Meikar Din, or the least original Minog of the Ashkenazim, was the only one Yosef says Kaddish, and many shuls do it as well. You don't have all these same saying Kaddish. And the big problem is, what happens if you have a few same? What do you do? It brings a fight. What do you do? And that's really, if the praise can speak about the Levush, has a Richos in it, the Mogen Avraham, and Simon Kuflam and Beis, many others, Primigodni, many places, the Mishnah Berurah has in his Bir Halacha, he brings together all the Shitas, and he called it Kuntres Maimer Kaddishim. Number three in your page, you see it. Kuntres Maimer Kaddishim is a very, very long Bir Halacha to come and settle what happens when you have several different people need to say Kaddish. Who's going to say the Kaddish? If you look here, in number three, just you'll see a taste of it. So, boy, you in the Kaddish, b'kitzur. Umelukad milavush, magen avram, kasei cheskel, derechayim, magen gibayim, sharachayim. So I'm going to collect to you all the different shitas, put it together. And we'll start with the beginning. First of all, just an interesting hagdama that he has over here. Important to know. It says, chamisha chiluki mamiris kaddish. There's five levels of kaddish. Importance of who says kaddish. Ve'iluem. Ben shiva, doing the shiva. When a person singing shiva. Well, that's kaddish. Big kaddish. Uben shloishim, doing the shloishim. Uben yidis chodesh, doing the 12 months. Ve'yoyim afsaka, as the Mishmur says, the day you stop, after 11 months, the day stops, the year it's set. These are five. It says the Mishnah, so each one has his own level of importance. The reason why we gave different levels, it's based on how strict is the din in Shemayim for the mace. Because the Kaddish is to protect. The first 7 days, the mace needs more of a protection. The 30 days need more than 12 months. The yoytzel mishnei tov yoytzel has two reasons. Oy the boy, so yom yisra mazal shel avel. It's a bad day for the avel because someone died in that day, so it's a bad day for him. Kosh kosov alavush. Oy kedesh she nachas ruach leaviv uleimoy lagen elam chabanav. So big nachas ruach for the mace that his son is saying kaddish that day. So that's the levels. And then Mishnah Berurah goes at a big length. What happens when you have a person who's a yoytzel and a person who's a 12 months, a person who's yom afsaka, and you have a month and you have a what do you do? Big thing.
What's the source of all these things?
It's a source. He's milakid. Much earlier sources. What?
How do we know what's good for the mace and not?
It's all people that are greater than us. They knew it. Told it to us.
But are you saying it's from?
Yeah, it's from earlier. Obviously. Even. Yeah, we didn't. It comes from Kubalim. We know these from the Kubalim. It comes from Chazal. And it says like this. So here in the middle of Bir Halacha says one sentence. I'm going to the next paragraph here. Mishayesh lo schus lo yisrael yan kaddish. Whoever has the bigger schus of kaddish, kegoyim ben shivu ben shloishi v'yortzayt, yesh lo schus leinan tefilo, leispal gan kefnei omot. So here the Birulah puts in there the idea of kaddish, whoever has the chiv of the kaddish has the chiv also for the omot. As we said before, the omot is even more important than the kaddish. So whoever has the kaddish has the omot, and then you have to get into that. And then ends the Birulah. They can't hold down in front of the Amun. You have a problem with Kaddish. I mean, Chayim Shteim Nispal. No, when they both get down in front of the Biabal Tfilo, Vishteim Mirutzim Lakol. Everybody's happy with them. There's no problem. Yatil Bneim Girl Girl Fazit. They should make a raffle. Sheichu Nispal Ad Asher Volatzir. Sheichu Nispal Ad Asher Volatzir. This is what we know today. You divide the davening. One of us says from Asher, the other one says from Asher. And then he says, and that's how he divides it. So really, what you see from this Biralach, really coming from all the Praise is that Kaddish, we already have an issue that the Kaddish was supposed to be done by one Ovel only. And you have a problem, who does it? But the Bureau already puts in that even if you will say, as we'll see in a second, regarding the Kaddishim, do we say it only one, everybody together? Maybe yes, maybe not. But we have the same discussion applies to someone who needs to be in front of the home, it has to be about Tfilah. Here, we don't say two together. So here comes really the issue. Then you have an Avelim. What happens if you have someone who's within Shloishim and you have someone who's within the 12 months? Who comes first? The Shloishim comes first. If you have someone who's on your side, he comes before anybody else. You have Afsaka, they let everybody. So then there, the whole Gedima does apply. Who gets the Amud? Mm-hmm.
Your side trumps a Shiva or Shloishim?
Your side trumps Shloishim and 12 months.
Not Shiva.
Shiva, I don't remember. Usually Shiva doesn't apply because Shiva at home. Sometimes people can't, they go to shul if they have no choice.
And then they're ahead of Yotze.
I don't know if they're ahead of Yotze. I'm not sure. I don't remember now. If you're lucky, if you want to look inside quickly, he mentions it.
Yotze is so important. Trumps are slow.
Yeah.
Really? Because you have one day a year.
I have to go back though, so we'll check it afterwards. What happens to Shiva? It usually doesn't apply. But that's what we do.
The reason
That they have to divide between the yartzeit. He brings with the yartzeit does one kaddish and the shiva does the other kaddish. That's what he says. Okay.
Split up the kaddishes like you split up the davening.
Yeah, but with shiva and yartzeit. Let's say that. So this is why I'm trying to bring all this. The main thing I want to bring over here, and, you know, when you get to this thing, this is not what we're going to discuss today exactly the gedima. Who goes before who? First of all, some of this is minhagim and some of this is divisions. But we have a long biur halacha that have come in to speak in all the different cases possible. But what you see over here regarding Kaddish is that you usually Kaddish is said silent to the biur halacha. The fact that even discussing it is that only one is saying the Kaddish. The question, who gets it?
One of the reasons also for the one, I believe, was because you need a minion to answer.
Let's see. So we see here the poskim all quote the Yavetz. Yaakov Emdin in his Siddur speaks about this. He opens up the sugya. Do you see Kaddish together, a few people together? Only one person. Says the Yavetz in number 4 on the left side of the page. The fact that we have this whole discussion, who gets it first? Loi Tapaka says that, he says, I'm not going to get into it right now. It's a minug. So I'm not going to get into it too much. But then he has a parenthesis. I'm so happy with the Sfardim. They all say Kaddish together. There's no machloikis. You have to build who's getting first. It doesn't have really so much of a source. Just the same thing saying together. And he brings the whole thing. So that's what the Yavetz says. So Yavetz, the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, it's best thing everybody says together. Comes the Chazal Sefer number 5, brings this Yavetz, it doesn't like it. Says the Yavetz. He says the Chazal Sefer, sorry, number 5. The Yavetz. He doesn't want to deal with it. He brings the Yavetz, says it's fine, they should do it all together. It's better to do many than just individuals. Says the Chazofer, says, what were you asking on our fathers, on our forefathers? Did they made that Elvel, each one says alone? Not like the Sfarim, we have a Messiah. So then he brings different other question. So he says the following, the next paragraph. That's what you mentioned before. The Schia is not by saying Kaddish, says the Chazam Sefer. Because everyone says it this way. It's not saying Kaddish like the Yavis understand. It's the fact that he makes the Tzibur saying Yom Yishrabo. So you have two people saying it, they're not Mizake. But the fact that he's a Baal Tfilo, I mean, causes people to say Amen, Al Deza Mizake Lavar Yisav. So since the Chasuf, it's a minagin yofi koichoi. It's a good minog. Kim yoyim rabbi vasachas, if all sing together, we call go, ain't that gori mele echon mehem, hoi berkadish. If you think the same, I mean, the same is say, I mean, Mubavish, the only the one one is the man, is the guy who's causing the Tzibur to say Amen, the other ones are just helpers. It's Mesayah. So that's what he says. The kid says the Chasefer, I hold it should be only one.
You're not taking the power of the tzibur to say Amen and Yehesh Me Rabo. That's if everyone says it together, then you lose that.
You lose the guy who does it. Who's doing it? It's just helping him. The Chasefer says. So the guy is doing it. In other words, the main idea of Kaddish is causing the tzibur, giving the opportunity to say Amen. If I already have someone saying Kaddish and I'm just joining in, I'm not causing Tzibur to say Amen, then Tzibur say Amen anyway. Because of the first guy. Elma is saying it together. Answering. What?
That person would be better off answering.
That's what the Chasuva says, yes. It's better for him and better to divide the Kaddishim. Once there's one Kaddish, there's another each one causes the Tzibur. By the way, there's a meeting in many places today, especially in Eretz Yisrael, they're very mocked that only one of them says the Kaddish. Because the Chasuva not like the Yavetz. But interesting enough, and I saw this, some of this, the Dush Rishabur brings it, some of these sources, that the Chazif himself does bring a meaning in his yeshiva to sit together. If you look at number six, Chasefer in a different place. That Chasefer, the first Chasefer is Orach Chaim. Chasefer in Chel Geridel, he brings number six, he brings the Sfaradim, Kol Kedish Orim, Kol Avim, Pal Machas, and he brings the Yavetz, and he brings the Sfaradim. And look what he says after he brings the Yavetz. Basically, around five, six lines down. Vechen anuagim po bebeis midrashenu, that's what we do by us, bekadish derabonon, not kadish osem, kadish derabonon, Sha'oimim kola ba'ubuchurim ha'aveilim be'pamachas. They all say it together. That's what he says it. So bring this over. There is something that goes to say together. He doesn't say Kaddish. He also says Kaddish Dabon. Kaddish Dabon is different. He doesn't explain. But you see, Chasav himself brings the Kaddish you say together. Look at the Mishtibura. The Mishtibura that we mentioned with the Bir Halacha, like we said, in Simon Kuf Lamed Be'ei speaks about the idea of Gedima, who gets Kaddish first. But the Mishtibura himself in Simon Nunei, look what he says. He brings the halachic status that says, "Kesheshnayim u'shleisha oyumim kaddish yachad." When they say kaddish together, "Veyachad magdim one comes before the other one." What do you do then? So, "Im boyin kolecha toch kadei dibur yanei marishon yimachor amin va'ela lekulam." If they're all finishing around the same time, toch kadei dibur, say amen, and you go to both. In other words, that's an interesting thing that happens a lot in halacha. One of the two people say kaddish, and one is a little faster than the other. It's not the right thing to do. If it happens, so you can say Amen to the first and Amen to the second. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. But then Mishnah Berurah says Beferish, they say it together. So you see that there is a valid source to say it together. If you look at number 8, that's fascinating. It took me time to find the real source for it. Is the Rekiv Eger has a few shuls that he wrote about a sickness. There was a sickness, there was a plague that happened in Pozna in those days. Cholera. That happened then, and this is fascinating. He has a few tshuvas. They had the kones that year for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. They first of all, the shul cannot be full because it was contagious. The shul had to be only half full. They should have minyanim at home. That's what he had. That was part of the takana. And davening should be much shorter. After the short in davening, and to take a little bit of the piyutim because of this machal. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Kvinger brings, he says the following. If you look at number 8, the chodesh of shnat taf kuf tzadik aleph shechela negev poi, the start of the plague, pavinu darbi mecholi kaleiro, for you are be aveilin emir's kaddish. Loyalin, many people died, and there was a lot of aveilin. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Fetikanti, says Kvinger, I made a takana, sha aveilin yoimu biyachad kaddish. They should say all together because they couldn't divide it. That's for a whole year. The plague ended. Only once they should say Kaddish together. That's what he says. So Gag already says the idea when you need it, you just let everybody sit together. And, no, the last Kaddish after later. And that's Jesus. So, because what do you see over here? You see it from the beginning of Rekiv Eger, the Yisoid, that when it's very needed, you're allowed. And that's probably the source for our minug, because Lohar Leinu, many times it comes to shuls, and you have like six, seven Aveilim, you have to do Kaddish. Yeah. So if you have each one that's the only one Kaddish, some will not have the opportunity to say. So maybe that's the reason they allowed everybody to say it together, and that's what Nishu Shemitah, even if you have only two Aveilim, they also say it together. Especially that we have the Yavetz that says that's something that should be done in the Ashkenazi shuls as well. And we see the Mishnah Berurah speaks about it as well. And he speaks about two or three people. So you see, even though it is divisible, he still says it. So maybe you see that there is a source to it. And that's why maybe we have our minog the same way. The same thing, if you look at number 9, the Pischa Tshuva, he brings, I'm sorry, we don't have the nice print, but in the Urtzah Chachma that I have, still don't have the Shulchan Aruch, the new print. So, says here, I am a shoot divi geris. He's saying the tikkun shekol avelim yoimu kolim kaddish yachas. He brings a shoot that there was a takana that all the avelim should do together, and then he brings a lot of stars we just mentioned over here. Then the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, there's many sources of placing the same thing together. We see that there is a source not to say it on your own. Therefore, there's different some minogim. Most shuls say all the avelim together, and therefore we don't have really a discussion of the gedima only regarding the omud.
Is it like an Indian that now more people are literate? I mean, yeah. 500 years ago,
yeah.
you had fewer people who could do it. Is that the dimension?
Here, you see over here, there was actually a fight.
Right.
There were people that fight, they had a big fight. Who should say Kaddish?
Right.
Say, no, you say this, we say this. Right. So who cares if you're literate or not?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Like, and am I saying? Am I
saying
you can say it?
Take the Yamed. You know, people, more people can take the Yamed.
Yeah, but other we said over here, you should. You have it.
Right.
That's the reason. So again, if you have many availing, it seems for sure.
There'll be more fighting now because
right.
more people.
Yeah, the people can do it. The mashmash is everybody could have done it and still had it.
That's a more emotional.
Right now, let's see over here number. So here, so that was a guy who says the guy. How many people say the guy? Now there's an interesting thing over here, and it was Neged. To me, so I'm going to share. I was busy with this. It's the Gad the Kaddish Yosim. It's the Gad probably to many people. It's good Allah to know. And sometimes happens in Shul. And regarding what happens, a person is Nifter. He doesn't have boys, he has only girls. That's the story that happened with my grandfather. My grandfather had only three girls. So who says, is there Indian to give the Kaddish to the grandchild? And also, something, what happens if he had boys, if the boys were Nifter? He had a Arichas Yalim, and his boys were Nifter before him. His nifty has only grandchildren can say Kaddish. What happens then?
What happens? The grandchildren have both their parents.
Oh, so let's see over here. If you look at number 10, there's a Tshuva Sar Ramah. This goes back. Tshuva Sar Ramah. The Ramah discusses somebody. It was an old man who didn't have children. He had a grandchild who was living by him and was Mishamish. So he sends him a Shiloh to the Ramah. Can my grandson say Kaddish after me? So he says the following. Says, my grandson, son of a daughter. And number 10. Yuchal loymer lekadish achim loysoi, machar shu god loy beveysoi. Veskilu rebbe, vilu chaylan boy. He took care of him, he gave him a rebbe. Famato kein, uvikesh veni larois loy, bichtav, kadishay la ben bito, lirayach, uvako shehelech. He wanted to go to shul and say Kaddish. I'll say, what are you doing, Kaddish? For my grandfather. He wanted the Ramah to write a tshuva so he could go to shul. The Ramah says, I can say it. It's a pretty strong skull, right? Even if you have other Avelim sitting on their father, he can save the grandfather. He's part of them. Without a minik. I want to add, he wanted to say, the Marik is discussing it. So he says, no, that's not true. I'm skipping a line. Okay, what did the Amru Medrash Veisbach Yaakov is Vochim Lelekei Aviv Yitzchok? We'll have it in a few weeks in the Pasha. The Yaakov Avinu did a Korbanis for his grandfather. Veloy Lekei Aviv Aviv Shchayavod Mechvod. If his father had a grandfather, Shchayavod Mechvod Aviv Yoyis Mechvod Aviv Aviv. You have to mechavod your father more than your grandfather. Masha, you do have to mechavod your grandfather. Just your father more. That's what he says. And then he says, and then he says, if you look, skipping a little in the parentheses, says, the daughter should agree that her son should say Kaddish. And that's what he says. And then he brings, don't say maybe every Kaddish, he brings the idea, Ramon brings, introduces this idea, that if he doesn't have sons, the grandsons can say Kaddish. So he says Kaddish. If you look at number 11 in the Yavetz, in the Siddur Yavetz, when he says, I'm a little mistook who wrote that part, because the Yavetz, we just saw before, wrote right before, I'm not going to go into the Kaddish. Then there's a whole page of telling me the Hagdim and Kaddish. Mm-hmm. And then he says the following. Kishayin based and Oiswim Dalit, number 11, Hanechad Yiben or Bas, the grandchild, son or daughter, from the son or daughter, Oyme Kaddish, Oskeinoi, Oziknasoi. He says the grandfather, Kishayin Ovel. Ukishayesh Ovel, the other Ovel, Noita Nechad Shlish. He says third, one Kaddish out of three. That's what he says. So he brings the idea that a grandchild says Kaddish. Also, if you look at the Pischit Shuvah number 12, he says, he says there's someone else says that even a grandchild from a daughter could say. So he brings to his Kriyas Chano, B'Shemari, Baal, Kesas Yecheskel, Shadayis Ben Abbas, Kosh Abbas, Ain Lem Kaddish Kol Abbas. He says, no. You don't say Kaddish, a grandchild from a daughter. He could say, but he should not, he can't take it from Shul. That's what he says. Okay, so he brings over here the idea of saying Kaddish. By the way, he says over here that in a cave of Klala, that a daughter should not say Kaddish. That's what he says. And in Shul. But that's our discussion of today, if a woman says or not. But Lamaise comes out that he brings maybe a grandson doesn't have to say Kaddish in Shul. Only if he wants to do his own minion, that's what he brings. But you see the Yavetz, the Ramah, says that you do say Kaddish, a fairish. Right now we're talking about a grandchild, because a grandchild is the name of a ben. Somebody else is a different discussion, which we have aware of, if you should say bechinam or not, it should maybe be someone who's hired to say it. Okay. It says over here, number 13, the Shlomo Zalman brings, in the Alich Shlomo, it says the following. Me, number 13, Mishuloi Shiacha Bonim Kim Bonus. He has boys and not girls. He doesn't have boys, only girls. He should dive in front of the Hamut. If there's another Ovel, he should divide it. The first Ovel should say at the beginning of a davening. He should say, Asher Volatir. Says the Shlomo Zalman, right, we give a grandchild to do it, but if you have both parents alive, don't say Kaddish. Don't say Kaddish Asher. And he brings over here, the footnote brings over here, that not only that the grandchild should go in front of the Hamut, but they should go in front of also Cholamoyet. Cholamoyet, usually Ovel doesn't go. But that's because an Ovel is especially an Ovel. It's not covered at Tzibur, Avelus. But the grandchild is not an Ovel. So he can do it for Cholamoyet. That's what he brings. That's what says the Rishlom Zab. So he says, Kaddish Kriyos, we don't say when your parents are alive. But you do say the davening. If you look at number 14, the Rishlom Zab in a different place there says, he says, in Ein Avelim B'Sakneses, we're talking about what happens if you don't have Avelim, what do you do? Someone should say Kaddish and end of davening. Umikomukov says the Rishon Zalman, it's called Gibel Kaddish. Don't say all three Kaddishim. You say there. What happens if you have someone who doesn't have a father and mother? I mean, everybody has a father and mother, Baruch Hashem. Nobody's missing a father and mother. So here, Rishon Zalman says the idea that Kaddish Derabonon, you could say even if you have parents. Kaddish Yosson, that you don't say if you have parents. That's what Rishon Zalman established. That's the minhag. You don't say Kaddish Yosson if someone has parents. And that's what he brings. If you look here at footnote, you test on this piece, he says, Al Kaddish Yosson lo yoyim amishishter b'chaim. And that's what he brings. Even if the father and the parents don't care about it, we don't say it. But Kaddish Derabonon, you could say. Why Kaddish Derabon you could say? Because Kaddish Derabon is really for the learning, like we learned in the first year. So then we could say it. So says the Rosh when he brings the idea. A grandchild could say for his grandfather, but not Kaddish Yosem.
Or his grandmother.
No, or his grandmother, same thing. But Kaddish Derabon you could say. Kaddish Derabon you could say in any case. Meaning even a person who's not a Ovel could say Kaddish Derabon and have nobody else to say. So Imele, a grandchild, could say a Kaddish Derabon. And might say, what comes out, and we saw in other places is, well, at least what I do is, I try to take the Amud, we divided the grandchildren, the Amud between the grand, because there's a few grandchildren. So each one took something. I took a Mincha, my brother took Sharas, another brother took Mayriv, and that's why everybody has the Amud, unless I have it available.
Who's saying Kaddish Yosson for your grandfather?
So Kaddish Yosson, the son-in-law say, for the Shloshim.
And then what, and
during the year, I have to discuss. I have to see the question why they're not doing it on. But Kaddish Derabanan, if I'm sure nobody else saying Kaddish Derabanan, I would say Kaddish Derabanan. Yeah. Because that's what he says. That's the Amud. As we say, the main thing for the maize is the Amud. A grandchild, we shall have it. The only thing Kaddish Yosef, you don't see when you have parents. But if you don't have, but the taking the Amud, you should do. So when you have many grandchildren, you divide it. Because, you know, it's not a child. A child, but when you have sons, every son takes it. Grandchildren, we are a little bit more lenient. Not to, you don't take it the same strict way like a son does it, but you still try to take as much as possible.
I think also that I learned it's better for a blood relative to say during the
right.
Veil. It's better for a blood relative to take on the Indian of saying
the grandchild comes before the son-in-law.
Right,
but a grandchild can't do Kaddish Yosef.
Right.
If you look just to end this thing regarding the Kaddish we have in the end. So we say, if you don't have, a person's not a Yosef, should not say Kaddish, you have the Shevet Eli Revozin, it says also the same idea, Kaddish Derabanan, look at number 15. Kela Maizi speaks about a minion, there's a young minion, they have nobody, everybody has parents. They both have all parents alive. Yeah, Kaddish Baz, Kaddish Derabanan, say in the end of Davin, Kaddish Derabanan, Kimi Shachat El Malo. Kaddish, what about the other Kaddish? Don't say Kaddish Yosson. They have got a psukim talking about Kaddish. Lav klalu. The tzinu. The psukim is pretty shlein. Bli Kaddish. So therefore says the Shevet HaLevi, I'm not clear. To Kaddish Yosef, doesn't allow Kaddish Yosef, even if nobody else is going to Kaddish. Just leave it alone. It's bad to say Kaddish if you could, but only if there is an Ovel. Kaddish Deobaran could say even someone who's not a Yosef, and that's what came out of the license. In this case, when you don't have children, so you may learn that you have the grandchildren take it over as a blood relative. But it's a grandchild. You see, the Ramah brings a little Ke'aviv. Ke'aviv. It's a special union for a grandchild to say, to be in the Amud for his grandfather. And the Maisa, when it happens to be that you have another grandfather, let's say it comes to your set of a grandfather. This is a new get to many people. Yeah. Have a grandfather who was nifter many years ago, and you have and his son was nifter too. Now comes his yard set. So the grandchild should take the omelet. Right. You see, the grandchild has the hemshech of the grandfather has. So I hope in Hashem these shirim should be able to show my grandfather, and it should be really a tale to all of us to use this kadeshim for really to bring closer the geula, which as we learned last week, the whole concept of Kaddish is in order to bring the geula. The Kaddish is something that expedites the geula. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should get to it quickly.
Amen. 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 Amen.